This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat market for Monday, October 11th. Well, last week was kind of disappointing. The previous week on Friday, we were up sharply, looking like we were going to take another run to the upside. And then last week comes along, and we were lower almost every day, just quietly drifting lower. And for the week, Kansas City was down 23, Chicago was down 21, but Minneapolis was up 17. So the spring wheat market, which of course has been in a bull market since the drought really took hold last summer, has quietly held its ground as the winter wheats moved lower. Didn't really respond all that much as the winter wheats popped higher two Fridays ago. And now with the markets drifting lower, the winter wheats anyway, spring wheat just continues to grind its way higher. We're into new contract highs, and the market really, it's not a lot of fanfare. It's just every day we're up two, up three, maybe we're down one, and then we're up another three or four. So it's just slowly, slowly pushing its way higher and really has had very little pullback over the last couple of months. So I think the spring wheat market is in the middle of its next leg up, where I thought winter wheats would be on their next leg up as well. Now they've had a correction. The next supports in the winter wheats for Chicago really are just a few cents below Friday's low. In Kansas City, the support is about 10 cents below us. So it's got a bit of a ways to go. But I don't think this sell-off is going to dig very deep. But it is kind of coming in line with the normal seasonal pattern. Well, we did put in a high on October 1st. I thought the highs would be more around the middle of October rather than the first. Clearly, there was a lot of fun buying coming in on the first day of the month, and then we just had nothing ever since. I think part of the problem here is that with the Gulf, the New Orleans Gulf export facilities getting back online and pretty much getting to full capacity, that the focus is on moving corn and soybeans, which it often is this time of year. The corn and bean harvest is getting past 50%, and we're going to see transportation and export facilities really focus on moving those row crops and getting the crops out of the field. So I think that's part of the pressure going on in the wheat space. But when you look at world cash prices, it really is telling a different story. While the U.S. was lower for the week, we lost $10 a ton on soft red at the Gulf. We lost $6 a ton on hard red at the Gulf. Russia was up 5 at 317, so yet another new high for Russia. France is up 5 at 322. Argentina was up 5 at 290, and they're just starting their wheat harvest, and yet their cash prices continue to move higher. So it's kind of a paradox here that world prices would continue to move higher, and yet the U.S. has softened somewhat. Now, we did have a big move the previous Friday, and we're probably correcting somewhat from that. But by and large, with world prices continuing to move higher, it's hard to argue that U.S. prices would continue to move lower. At some point, we're going to be the most competitive, and that alone would offer support to the market. Now we've got a crop report out tomorrow. That's probably going to primarily be focused on corn and soybean yields. And of course that will encompass the September 30th small grain summary report. So we'll wait and see what those numbers give us. In weather, we're seeing some very nice rains coming across the eastern half of the southern and central plains here in the United States. And the middle of the northern plains is slated to get a very nice shot of rain. Hopefully that will materialize. But the far western, southern, and central plains is still pretty dry. The drought monitor from last Thursday suggesting that drought was developing in that region. So the eastern plains, with the heavy rains that are forecast, would likely not be in a drought development area. But the western plains have had another stretch of dryness, and they do seem to be drying down. So it's kind of a mixed bag in the southern plains, which is not unusual. But it looks like we'll have pretty decent establishment of winter wheat in the east half of the southern and central plains, where the west half won't be as robust of growth before it heads into dormancy. So moving forward, I look for wheat to find support down here. If it's going to dig deeper, it'll it might drop that additional 10 cents in Kansas City, Chicago, maybe that 5 cents or so, but Minneapolis just continues to grind its way higher. I do look for the market probably to stabilize in here, might start to work our way higher, but with the Southern Hemisphere harvest coming on, usually you get some sort of a reaction to that. Typically, the market goes lower, but this year I think it'll be more just stabilizing because we are in a bull market. There is underlying support, and world cash is moving higher. So again, it's hard to justify and explain why wheat would go down when you have all these other contributing factors helping to support it. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.